We can challenge Sunak and Starmer at the ballot box, the 27th of March 2024 campaigning for Socialist Party member Nady Editor, standing as part of TUSC in Southampton. Photo, Nick Chaffee campaigning for Socialist Party member Nady Editor, standing as part of TUSC in Southampton. Photo, Nick Chaffee stand with us as part of TUSC. The question asked by hundreds of thousands on the Gaza protests, but who can I vote for, is increasingly being supplanted by another question, how can we challenge Sunak and Starmer at the ballot box? That is what dozens of Socialist Party branches have been discussing in public meetings up and down the country. The Workers' Party victory in the Rochdale by-election, winning George Galloway a seat in Parliament, by campaigning against the Israeli state's onslaught on Gaza, has raised the sights of many of the prospect of a left-wing, working-class challenge winning seats in the next Parliament. Increasingly Socialist Party activists or meeting campaigners prepared to take the fight to the ballot box, many have attended our public meetings, some too have already begun exploring the idea of standing as independents themselves. It is likely a whole number of deselected, or suspended Labour lefts will stand, that could include Jeremy Corbyn and Ian Abbott, for example. A whole array of initiatives have sprung up promising to support anti-war candidates, or those calling for an immediate ceasefire. For example, now ex-Labour supporting columnist Owen Jones has publicly resigned from Labour, and launched a crowdfunding project, We Deserve Better, to back candidates deemed worthy, suggesting this could include independent and green candidates. We, the working class, do deserve better, and we need a new mass party of our own. A list of workers' candidates for the general election would be an important step in the process of one developing. As Rochdale shows, a number could be elected as a left-wing bloc under a Starmer government, acting as a lightning rod for workers' discontent that will inevitably develop. Even in the relatively short period between now and when a general election is called, there is time to bring together the different forces looking to build a working-class socialist challenge. The Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, exists to do just that. It offers a common banner under which organizations and individuals can come together, provided they agree to sign up to its minimum policies. All those participating are free to campaign with their own independent campaign material and political program, as the Socialist Party will be doing. Standing under one banner, the 100 candidate threshold for fair media coverage could be met, enabling a television election broadcast. Running as an anti-war, anti-cuts independent, and appearing as simply independent on the ballot paper, risks not being distinguished from any number of other individuals, with any number of views on Gaza or otherwise. The Socialist Party says, stand together with us as part of TUSC. Trade unionists, join the stand. The following model motion, distributed by the TUSC Steering Committee, is drafted to be amended to take account different trade union rules and relationships to the Labour Party. This union branch notes that 2024 is highly likely to be the year that we finally see the back of the Tories, after 5 Tory prime ministers and 14 years of devastation inflicted on our services, communities and living standards generally. Millions hope against hope that a government led by Labour's Sir Keir Starmer will be different. What is needed is money for council services, investment in our NHS, and a fully funded decent pay rise for public sector workers. But Starmer has promised none of that. His watchword is fiscal discipline, cuts. The backing given by Starmer's Labour Party to Israel's barbarous war on the Palestinians, meekly following the Tory government's lead, is another indication of what we can expect from them in office. If they won't protest against the mass murder and the destruction of Gaza, what confidence can we have that they will fight to protect local services, jobs, wages, and benefits here? We agree that we oppose Labour councils continuing to carry out Tory cuts and note that the council elections that will take place on the 2nd of May will be the last round of local elections before the general election. The councillors elected will effectively be our community's negotiators with the new government for the funding we need to protect, improve, and expand our vital local public services. But this will be against the backdrop of a funding crisis for councils, and clear signalling from all the establishment parties in Parliament, that the austerity squeeze on public spending will continue. We acknowledge that our union is affiliated to the Labour Party, slash, does not currently have any political affiliation, and this frames what our branch can do within our union's rules to ensure that workers' interests find representation in the elections taking place this year. Nonetheless, and within those rules, this branch resolves that, where they are taking place, our members should be encouraged to consider standing themselves as anti-cuts candidates in the local elections scheduled for May, noting that there is nothing in the rules that prevents them standing as candidates, in a personal capacity, for any party which truly supports trade unionist and socialist principles. In addition, this branch resolves, as a branch to join, slash, to support individual branch members acting in a personal capacity joining with other local trade unionists, campaigners, and socialists, where opportunities arise, to meet and discuss further what needs to be done to ensure there is a worker's voice in the general election on the ballot paper that defends the basic policies and principles of trade unionism and socialism,